Greetings. This is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric Sounds of Jazz. This is part three of the great concert at the Metropolitan Opera House with the Esquire All-American Band. You're listening to a live concert, and the producer, Leonard Feather, is also the MC, and he will tell you and introduce each number. I have already given you detailed information on the origin of this concert. What I'd like to do now is to mention the overall personnel so that you will have experienced who is going to be performing today's show. Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone and vocal, Bonnie Bigard on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, on piano, Art Tatum and Teddy Wilson, guitar, Al Casey, Lionel Hampton and Red Norvo on vibes, the vocalists, Billie Holiday and Mildred Bailey, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy. When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. And when you passing by, flowers droop and sigh. You know the reason why, you much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You my sugar, and it's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips, cause you confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Every honeybee fills with jealousy. When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Passing by, flowers droop and sigh. You know the reason why, you much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You my sugar, and it's sweet when you stir it up. Taking sips from your lips, see the honey fairly drips, cause you confection, goodness knows. I'm talking about a rose, 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 rose. Talking about my supper.
And now, the other winner in our miscellaneous instruments division, not only a wonderful musician, but leader of one of the greatest bands to come up in recent years, the one and only Lionel Hampton. Lionel's going to lead off a jam session on his famous theme number, Flying Home.
Thank you. Thank you.
going to have Lionel Hampton and Red Norvo in a vibraharp duet. Red Norvo.
The concert was fortunately recorded so you could hear it, this very important, significant jazz event of the year 1944 with a personnel that was voted by the experts as being the outstanding soloists at that time. I've told you about the Esquire All-American Band. Who came in second? The second All-American Band by Esquire is Cootie Williams on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Bonnie Bigard on clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto, Earl Hines on piano, Oscar Moore guitar, Milt Hinton and Al Morgan on bass. They were tied. Cozy Cole on drums, Leo Watson on vocal, Willie Smith and Davy Tuff from the Armed Forces as a tie. Of course, not all of these all-stars were on the recordings. I don't have to explain that, since Leonard Feather does a good job as an MC. Approximately 4 weeks before the famous concert at the Metropolitan Opera House, precisely on December 4, 1943, produced by Milt Gabler, our dear friend, who I liked very much indeed, of Commodore Records, produced music entitled Coleman Hawkins and Leonard Feather's All-Stars, with Coleman Hawkins, Cootie Williams, Edmund Hall, who did not appear a month later, Art Tatum, Al Casey, Oscar Pettiford, and Sid Catlett. In other words, the same musicians, except for the great Edmund Hall, performed at the Metropolitan Opera House. They recorded Mop Mop or Buff Buff. Coleman Hawkins took credit for that number. Richard Whiting's My Ideal. Leonard Feather takes credit for Esquire Bounce and Esquire Blues. And a second take on My Ideal and a second take on Esquire Bounce.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Eric Afner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. If you want to call me at 516-627-4468 or email me at eafner@optonline.net. That's eafner@optonline.net.
Hey, Winchell, here's an item you forgot to put in your broadcast. New York, New York. Woodbury Facial Soap presents Lower Basin Street.
Woodbury, the beauty soap for the skin you love to touch, brings you another concert of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. With Paul LaValle in the orchestra, the Woodbury Woodwinds, Milton Cross, our baritone Dick Todd, and as our very special guests, the Esquire All-American Jazz Band. Featuring in person Art Tatum, Sidney Catlett, Oscar Pettiford, Coleman Hawkins, Al Casey, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong.
Old Basin Street is the street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes sirree, where welcome sweet, welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Thank you.
In New York City, we now take you to Hollywood for the presentation of the Esquire All-American Jazz Band Award to the number one winner of the clarinet section, Mr. Benny Goodman.
Yes, sir, it's BG in person, and here in person to welcome him as tops on the jazz clarinet is Mr. Archie Mayo, director of Benny Goodman's new picture, Sweet and Lowdown for 20th Century Fox.
Thank you, and hello, you lucky bond buyers. I have long admired the originality and skill with which Mr. Benny Goodman handles the clarinet. And so it gives me great pleasure tonight to present him on behalf of the Esquire magazine with this gold statuette and a $500 war bond, like those which will be presented to the other winners after the broadcast. This commemorates his winning first place as clarinetist in the All-American Jazz Band Contest. Benny, congratulations.
Thank you, Archie, and thank you, everybody. It's a big thrill to have won this award, and it's a little hard to express in words, so I'll say it with music.
Fine, Benny, that's what I'd like to hear. So how about doing that new tune of yours, Rachel's Dream?
Thank you.
now back to New York.